Sybil, the Postmaster General, Ron Stroman, is on the phone, and I'm sure he's calling about the Forever Maya stamps. And I know, Sid, that you have ordered a lot of these stamps.
I have them in my possession right now.
You already have them?
Yes, if you'd like to buy some. hello, Deputy Postmaster.
Good morning, Sybil Tom. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm sorry Sybil jammed up the online stamp.
Well, that's okay. Look, we want as many people as possible to purchase these stamps.
How's it going so far?
So far, it is phenomenal response, Tom. People from all over the country are asking for sheets of stamps. In fact, we're getting calls from around the world asking for Maya Angelou stamps.
Yeah.
This has been one of the great responses we have seen since we've gone through our stamp program.
Now, how do you select Ray Charles, Jimi Hendrix, Shirley Chisholm, my homie Chief Anderson,
yes,
Maya Angelou? How do you select people to be on the Forever stamp?
Well, you know, we have a group. It's called CSAC. It's a group of experts who get together and pick, you know, the most famous, influential people around in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a particular person who's on. You may know him, Skip Gates, Henry Louis Gates, who plays a real role in deciding who goes on, particularly as it relates to the African-American community. But I'd also say, Tom, that we have a special emphasis on selecting stamps with regard to African-Americans. You know, the Postal Service really, in some ways, is the foundation of the African-American middle class, and we want to give back. And part of that give back is to really focus on great African-Americans, and certainly Maya Angelou fits into that category, as perhaps few have ever done.
So was it rather quickly after her death that people went into action to...
Absolutely, Sybil. In fact, let me just give you one statistic. Certainly in the modern era, Maya Angelou was selected on a stamp faster than anyone in history. It was a no-brainer to put her on, we immediately went into action discussion, talking to the family, deciding with them, you know, what the image would be, and they had decided that they wanted her image as she was painted in a portrait that's now hanging in the Smithsonian that she said reflected what she wanted to be remembered or how she wanted to be remembered. So the artist did a fabulous job, and we took that that portrait and placed it on a stamp.
So the portrait we get, mm-hmm. What about the quote?
Yeah, let me begin. Let me address that, and thank you, Sybil, for bringing that up. Let me begin by stating the obvious. We did an inadequate job at reference checking, and that's obvious. But we have an extensive process to reference check and recheck, and the process is obviously important to us because we have intellectual property issues on every stamp we issue. And in retrospect, you know, we should have used a quote from one of her writings. That being said, this was a quote that Maya Angelou used often,
mm-hmm.
and she personally felt reflected the values and the force of her first autobiography, you know, Why the Caged Bird Sings. Secondly, this is a quote that the family wanted us to use and felt reflected Maya. It's one that the President Obama used in awarding her the Medal of Freedom Award.
Mm-hmm.
So in that regard, that was the reason why it was selected. And, you know, we certainly hope that people will embrace the stamp and quote and move forward and purchase these stamps.
You know, that's a lot of words for a stamp. That you,
yeah, why not still I rise?
Yeah,
I rise. You know what, Tom? I will tell you, Tom, my wife every day beats me over the head with that and says exactly, you should have used it, still
yeah,
I ride.
Every day.
That quote was like 14 words in a stamp.
We had to fit it on there. But I will tell you, it was a great program.
We
had the First Lady. You know, we certainly had Allison Williams. We had Oprah. It was a wonderful program.
Yeah. It was. And we got a chance to see it, even though you, like a lot of others, lost power. I thought maybe that was Dr. Maya speaking to you all.
Yes, you know, and the moderator, the moderator, Melissa Harris Perry, had it right when she said it was a Beyonce at the Super Bowl moment. You know, these black women have a way of just sucking the power out. But,
congratulations.
Right. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate everybody's support. And go out and buy our stamp.
And I'm going to share some of mine with others.
Thank you so much. You guys have a good day.